Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors once famously said that about his mom at a teary press conference. She was the real MVP. But last night, he was most valuable player, powering his Golden State Warriors to the NBA championship, the second in 3 years for the Oakland team. The Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavs 129-120. Yes, the Cavs had one of the most awesome halves in NBA history in Game 4 to come back from a 3-0 deficit, but the Warriors win it. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at SlateJock.com. Thoughts?
Well, going into the season, there was the thought of the Warriors being the super team, and they showed it, even though they didn't equal the regular season record of the prior year. By adding Durant, they just became a much better team. And if you count the number of losses, including playoff losses, they had fewer losses this year than last year. And oh yeah, they won a championship. This was, you know, the greatest collection of talent, but also the greatest collection of talent playing together. They are a juggernaut.
Well, Kevin Durant, take that up. After 8 seasons with the Oklahoma City Thunder, he joins the Warriors. Very criticized at that time. Some fans thought, stay and build a team instead of joining a dynasty. But you're saying what? It was a piece that juggernaut needed?
Well, you know, I don't know if they needed it, but I think Durant needed it. He was, I'm not going to say stuck there in Oklahoma City. They did take that Warrior team to 7 games last year. But the thing about free agents is that they have agency, and maybe the sports fans want to lock players in to contracts or reenact the old clauses, which just never let them leave their teams. But this is 2017, and in fact, I think what the Warriors were giving us were a glimpse of the future. So now other teams, in terms of roster construction, and LeBron James was talking about this, they're scratching their heads, wondering what they can do. But I think maybe there's some maneuvering that they can do to assemble other parts. But the other lesson I would take is that how the Warriors play should be something that other teams pay attention to. It's not just that they play as the greatest individuals, they play as the greatest team. And that's going to be hard to replicate, but easier to replicate than assembling the second, third, fifth, or eighth best players in the league, or however you want to rank them.
Talk more about what LeBron James was saying.
In a post-game press conference, and LeBron was amazing. He averaged a triple-double. He really had almost a flawless series. He essentially got exhausted at the end of Game 3 and allowed Durant to get some key buckets down the half. But LeBron said, I'm not ashamed. I absolutely did the best I could do, and it wasn't good enough. And he's wondering if it'll ever be good enough. Now, you could take that as despair, or you could take that as a shot across the bow to management, essentially saying, we've got to get better. We have a good team. Some called us, as the Cavaliers, a great team or a super team. Ain't super enough.
Yeah. By the way, what do you think? Is this the last year for this matchup?
LeBron's in the finals every year. No, I think that these two teams were a class ahead, and unless there's some massive free agent changes, I would expect them to be in the finals next year. I don't see how the Warriors could lose for 2 or 3 years. I fully expect them to win, say, 3 of the next 4 championships.
Oh, boy. Is that boring for the sport?
It might be. I don't know. Talk to me in 3 or 4 years' time. Okay. It might be, but okay. I might be wrong.
Couple last observations. Steph Curry's daughters are just the most adorable children in the world. They show up there at the end. But what about these reports, Mike Pesca, that the Warriors may not go to the White House to see the president?
Richard Jefferson of the Cavaliers this year and last predicted last year his team would be the last NBA team to go to visit the White House, meaning Jefferson, who was very involved in politics, was saying that he couldn't see any NBA team visiting a Trump White House. That may well be the case.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, giving us the gist on the NBA championship. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.